Assalamu alaikum. This is your beloved brother Murad Muhammad live on your Block Talk Radio. I'm coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. It gives me great privilege, and surely I'm highly honored to be able to do so. And brothers and sisters, you take time out of your busy schedule, which I have, to be able to come on the air and to speak to all of you out there in radio land. I get barakats for it, and so therefore I enjoy doing so. Yes, I do. And because of that reason, I come on the air. And I want to say to you that people say you work too hard, Murad, and you should calm down. Well, I got a problem with that. I thank Allah to be able to study, which I do, and try to give it to those who deserve to have it. Because when you do that, Allah rewards you. And because of that reason, and that reason only, is why we who believe in trying to help those who don't know, instead of ridiculing them, we have to give it back. I can't do things like normal people. I felt all my life I'm just not a normal guy. And I don't do things just for myself, brothers and sisters. I do things for the sake of Allah. And when we say for the sake of Allah, because he needs nothing from us, he said that many times over, I need nothing from you. But we do know, if you believe, he's in charge and he sees everything. Well, we are taught serve God as if you can see him. Know that you can see him, but he sure can see you. You have to know that. And if, in fact, you live your life like that, you say, well, I'm not going to do this, even though it's for yourself. You say, for the sake of Allah. Why for the sake of Allah? Because he sees you. But do he need you to do that? No, he needs nothing from us. He said it himself, I need nothing from my creation. I created all for you, human being, the angels, the jinn, the birds, the bees, the animals, the moon, the star, the sun. Yes, the air you breathe, created for you, the water you drink. He brings it up from the filthy earth that we made filthy, and he purifies it and sends it back to us. This is why today we purify water. Because why? Allah is the creator. Now, you will never use that phrase, the creator. Because when you use that phrase, that means there's some other creation around. Well, who creates? We do. Did God give us? Yes. But we're little creators. He created us. He breathed into that earth some of his spirit, and my father, Adam, came alive. And because that he came alive, brothers and sisters, is why we are here today. So, yes, we were born in heaven. And you have most people say we are God's children. It's all right you say that because you really want to say that God created us. But in reality, God has no children. But they're ready to speak, and God knows what you mean. And so he will forgive you for using the English language or any other language and say you are the children of God. No, God has no children. But he created us. Yes, he did. And he made us crown of creation. Yes, he did. And so therefore, one will think that's your father. No, he created your father, Adam. And Adam couldn't have it unless the child came through what? The womb. And because the child came out the womb, is called Adam and Eve. But Eve is not selfish. She don't need your recognition. You recognizing her. She don't need that. She don't need no pat on the back for a figure of speech. Why? Because you says Adam. And when you say Adam, you're saying Eve. She's his other half. He wouldn't be here if it wasn't for her. All of us came from the womb of the female. So we should understand that. We should understand that to the utmost, that the female is important. But without the man, the female cannot exist. You know, I was asked the question, you know, after 9 months, your wife can die on the operation table. She can die. And sometimes one or the other have to go. Either bring that baby in and she's not going to withstand that pain, so she's got to leave here. Or allow the baby to die and then bring him in here, or she, and let her live. So the question's going to be asked to you, which one do you want? Now, most people would say, bring me my son. Most men. Why? Because he wants a son. Now, maybe the first baby, he might think about it. But if he had two or three or four or five girls, he might want that boy to come out of that womb. But that's not with simple common sense. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to figure out, one, you know that wife, you don't know that child. So why would you choose that child you don't know over top of your wife? Okay, you don't know, you don't even want to think about it. But let's put it in proper perspective. If that child dies in the womb, it goes straight to paradise. Why? Because it never came into this world. And because it never came into this world, it goes straight to paradise. If, in fact, you know that, when that baby is pulled out of the womb and found out it was choked by the umbilical cord, then mama did not kill that baby. And mama didn't take anything prior to kill that baby. It's the will of God that that baby choked in the womb and passed away. That's the best way I can put it to you. But it goes straight to paradise. So as us in Islam, we do a lot of things, brothers and sisters. We have to wash it down and clean it and then wrap it and then put it in the grave. No, you do not. Those are rituals. The baby didn't never come in this world. You don't have to do no prayer over anything. It's gone. Isn't that amazing that when you learn that, it's gone? Now, if you know that, then what happens when it's gone in this world? Well, we have to pray for it. But the baby is out of that earth. It's no longer in the earth. So it leaves. So you putting dirt back into dirt. You respect it because you're used to seeing that earth. And you're used to knowing that earth. But that is not the human being. For when you study this religion, you will understand earth goes back into earth. Even the preacher says that. Ashes, ashes, dust to dust, earth to earth. It goes right back to the earth. Plus, had to be put back into its proper perspective, the earth. How's it going to do that? How's it going to do that? And the earth was on this earth moving around and about because it had the spirit in it. Without the spirit, it can't move. It can't do anything. So the insects is waiting for it. Yes, and the insects, if they can talk and you can hear, and they say, y'all the most unintelligent people, yet y'all supposed to be the intelligent. There's no one on earth but the human being, even if in fact it's the angel. The angel does everything for God. He should be over top of you. No, he's not. Why? Because he is created to do just the will of God. He has a job. He can't rationalize like you. He can't stand upright like you. He has a job, and his job is to protect us. But you have an opportunity to say yes or no. You have an opportunity to will what you want done to yourself. That's how powerful you are. And so the insects are saying, you are so intelligent, but you standing here holding up my food. Let's put it like that. They there saying, why you put this body in the grave with shoes on, socks on, pants on, everything else as if he or she is alive? And I got to eat through all that material, those shoes and those socks, to get to what is created for me to have. That's the worms, that's the termites, and any other insect down there. They have to eat that flesh and ingurgitate it right back into the earth in which it has come from. But you hold it up. And some put jewelry on it, some put all kinds of things on the body because you think the body's going to come back the way it left. No, it's not, brothers and sisters. It is not. And those who are in Islam that believe that, you just lost your religion because you're supposed to know better. But you don't. We don't put so much emphasis on the grave. That's the way the pagans was. They had so much emphasis on the grave that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam wouldn't let them go to the grave no more because they was praising the grave. And you got imams talking about you're going to have to stand up and you're going to have to answer to God. Where are you going to answer to God at? When it says seal, your mouth will be sealed. So when are you going to answer to him? Or he going to raise you from that old dirt that he created Adam from? As if Allah can't create new dirt. Who said we're going to be made out of dirt? I ain't hear no one come back and tell us how we're going to look. But Allah did say we'll be beautiful. He said that to the female. Oh, you have beautiful milky skin, pearly eyes, tall. And you thought that was another woman's sister. No, Allah was talking about you. Allah makes everything new. So we don't got so hung up because we let people come over here and teach us. There's not an African-American today that talks like that was taught by anyone other but a foreigner. Because Allah gave us the gift. But we want to be like foreigners. We want to dress like them. We want to look like them. We want to walk like them. But I see now a lot of people waking up. They may not change their way of dressing, but they're waking up and realize that something is wrong with this. And those who follow the Imam Waristi Muhammad, I'm a student of Imam Waristi Muhammad, done got left back. They're left back, sisters, brothers. You ever see a person that we've got promoted and the one that didn't get promoted, he didn't do his work? Then you go on from the seventh grade to the eighth grade. Then you graduate, he's still in the seventh grade. Then you go to high school, you do 4 years, he's still in the seventh grade. Then you grow up and have a family, you say, my God, he's still in the seventh grade. Think something sick about that individual? You can't tell me that I give you this knowledge. Then you lose everything. You lose your principle. You become self-gratified. Everything is about you. You lose everything that you won't get up and tell somebody, hey, I can't read. I can't read. Nah, I can't read, Lord. They believe in the Lord. I can't read, brothers and sisters. How you think I'm going to get out of this storefront? I'm losing my math shit because why? I can't read. So somebody should teach him how to read because he can't produce nothing, but he can give you words, give you words, give you words, but you're not going anywhere. I know sisters and brothers are leaving school to go to another school because why they not learning nothing in the school? I know a brother who lost his education. Industry he had. The industry. He was teaching these bad kids how to become good students. They took the school from him. The kids come back and said, guess what? They teaching us what we learned already. That's what's going on. That's the best way I can put it. But you the fool to stay in that class. You the fool. Oh, I know. I know. I grew up with them. At least they're trying. Yeah, well, put them in special ed. Put them in special ed so they can get taught. But they don't want to be taught. They want to keep doing the same thing over and over and over. And it's all about, I got to raise money. When are you going to give some money? Matter of fact, you don't only not give money, you hold on to all of the community's money. And you see, brothers and sisters, you wonder why the first was. See, brothers like that will either be hurt. They usually break their legs, put them in the hospital when they wake up, and they look like they're getting better to come out, they break them again. Because we was taught eye for eye, tooth for tooth, even Steven, some get shot. When you don't think you're moving, they shoot them, and some die. We can't do that today. But you look at stupidity. But yet, this is Al-Islam. And there's no one from a foreign country other than Farhat. You got to give Farhat credit that he introduced us, but he didn't teach us. He introduced us. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was smart. He was smart. Yes, I'm going to say it. This is Blog Talk Real, New Africa Excellent Enterprise Mirage Speak, and I'm going to tell you, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad was smarter. He knew that Farhat wanted us to become powerful. But he was raising a black devil. To do what? To kill the white devil. Yes. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad knew it, so made him God. You really believe the Honorable Elijah Muhammad thought Farhat was God? But he knew if he made him God, he can't come back. He can't come back because I was only 9, 10 years old and the papers read $250,000 for anyone can bring me the head of Farhat Muhammad or find him and turn him in. $250,000, a lot of money. Well, he had to stay away. Now, he came around. But he had to stay away. So why? So the Honorable Muhammad said, okay, he's God. To get us away from Jesus Christ being our God. To get us away from white folks being our God. You notice he didn't tell us a black man was God because we wouldn't have went for that. But Hunter likes a track. He didn't look like us in our complexion, had straight hair, but he wasn't Jesus Christ. He wasn't what they told us Jesus was all about. So it worked. But he knew he had to clean us up. He knew that we was deaf, dumb, and blind. You read the Quran. It says deaf, dumb. So he read the Quran. But he knew we wasn't ready. Stand upright. Stand in Qiyam position. Open your hand. Repeat these words. Surely I turn myself to D.O. Allah. You say D.O. Farhat. D.O. Allah. Doing what? Trying to be upright to who originated the heavens and the earth. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad was a master. And he knew how to take care of us. And we became so powerful that America feared us. Men went to jail. Men lost their life. But wherever we went, we taught. They come out of jail not being who they was when they went to jail. And Malcolm is one of them. we love Malcolm. And they're getting ready to do a pilgrimage to Malcolm's grave. But they will never talk about the man who made Malcolm. They will never talk about the man who made Ms. Farrakhan. They will never talk about the man that his lawns helped Clara to give birth to, Emmanuel Wallace B. Muhammad. They won't talk about him. They fear to talk about him. And you are scared to talk about him. We have lost our history. We have came so far and reverted back to where we come from. It's a shame. It's a disgrace. But guess what? You see, I come up through the army. I don't fear nothing, nothing. And I was taught how to kill with one finger. Now, I'm not going to tell you who taught me all of that. Him today because of that reason, and it got me to serve under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad 23 Sundays in a row. No one gave me that post. It allowed me to protect the man Wallace D. Muhammad. And yes, I sat by Minister James' house many nights, all night, and would have gave my life. But I wasn't on that duty that day. And he was a smart man. He knew that he was in trouble and ducked his security. He wouldn't have ducked me. Because whatever them brothers were doing, and they didn't mean to do it, it was meant for them not to be with him because he would have been, they all would have been dead. Or they'd have killed me because I'm on my post. I'm going to watch them. Brothers and sisters, when I protected Muhammad Ali's life, some of the most gorgeous women came to me. You can put your panties back on, sister. You'll go to Muhammad Ali if he asks for you, but my job is to let no one in. Oh, that was temptation. How about taking pictures? Sammy Davis Jr., all the great Cher, her husband, everybody. No telling where I would be today selling those pictures. Never took a picture of either one of them. Wasn't my job. My job was to protect Muhammad Ali's life. And that man loved me so much that I was with him everything he did, even in his personal life in that suite. You, Moran, don't let nobody in this door. And we talked about many things. I learned listening to him. When he went down through that hole, and I caught him with 160 pounds under both pits of his arm. He'd have broke his leg, wouldn't have been no money. When Dini went down, I couldn't get help them Dini. When they were throwing chairs and fighting in Yankee Stadium, that's me. He said, can we get through there? I said, come on, champ. You're much taller than I am. I'm 5'10". He's 6'3". Why he go get the other brothers? He came, got me. When we went to see in Germany what happened to our Jewish brothers at those ovens, I was there with him. I'm walking with him. Oh, I can tell you some stories being with Muhammad Ali. But he had a love for me. And I remember when I started making it, and I said, here, champ, this is yours. He threw it at me, very angry. You giving me money and you put your life on the line for me? Told me it was an insult. Insult, brother. So that's how good he is. He's an unbelievable man. But I'm telling you, I never took one dime. Allah always blessed me to be able to get my own money. How did I get to Chicago every week, 27 weeks straight? Now, I've been coming way before that. I can tell you a story for another hour. I went because that was my leader. That was my teacher. And I would jump up and take a bullet from him. Front Russell. I wasn't in the audience, sitting front Russell. And when I saw the Imam Waterstein Muhammad, I called Yusuf Muhammad, who everybody knew, Joseph Ford, said, we got a new leader. He came all the way in the storm. I said, watch when you hear this. He looked at me and said, "We got a new leader." My man passed away. Since Clara Muhammad died, I'm standing right behind him, right behind him. The Honorable Muhammad, when we were putting Sister Clara in the grave, I'm just a young man. I don't live in Chicago. I drove to Chicago every week. Yeah, I had a brand new 1971 Fleetwood Brougham. Had no miles on it. I'd go there every week. Wife said, "Where you going?" "I'm going to Chicago." "Where you going?" "I'm going to Chicago." "Where you going?" "I'm going to Chicago." I wanted to be around the men I could protect. That was Murad Muhammad. Well, I was Rashid then. I'm Murad Rashid Muhammad. I'll never forget Rashid. But the point is that the oldest son of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, "I want you to come to my house." He gave me a coat because it was chilly. I didn't know it was going to be that chilly. And he said, "I want you to marry my daughter." I said, "Marry your daughter?" He called for her. And he showed me, but she had a little mink jacket on. She wasn't light-skinned like him, but she was pretty. I said, "I got a problem, brother. I'm married. Now I'm 17 years old." He said, "You're too young to get married." I was married since I was 16 because I'm Elijah Muhammad. My daddy said, "Get married." I did everything they asked me to do. I got a brother now talk about my gaiters and my custom-made suits, and he put me on the roof. He put me on Goddard's paytail. He said, "You never wave." I said, "Brother, I'm in the army for Muhammad. I'm in the army for Muhammad." Now, I'm saying all that to say today, the men that's the imams today, most of them never was in the army. They was never in the army. So they don't know nothing about being in the army. But yet, they were secretaries. Yet, they was ministers. But they never been in the army. So out here is called trial and error. Out here is called do or die. Either you're going to die for this or you're going to do this. Do or die. But something's happening. And we are being penetrated by tearing up the Imam Worthy Muhammad's community. Well, here on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa Exit Enterprise, Murad Speak, come to you 7 days a week. We're not going to do it. I'm not going to allow it to happen. What I'm going to do is create my own. I'm looking right now for 10 acres of land so I can build our own restaurants, our own food of thoughts, our own mess here. But there ain't going to be no conglomerate mess here and no money is being produced. We have to be productive. Oh, watch me. And I like when people say I can't do something. My whole life, Harry says, "My mama." I said, "Mama, you sending daddy to jail?" He said, "Yeah, boy, we need that money. Don't send daddy to jail." "What's wrong with you, boy? How we going to eat? I'll feed you." "You 8 years old, I'm going to feed you, mama." She didn't send him to jail. I love her. May Allah be pleased with her, grant her paradise. I love my mother. Love her right now today. But she know anything she needed and wanted, I'm going to give it to her. I'm going to go work for it to get it. And my mama made sure that I didn't do wrong thing because she beat me. Boy, I got all the beatings. My older sister didn't do nothing to get a beating. My older brother, he was always in college, so she couldn't beat him. And my younger sister, Zara, she didn't do nothing to hurt my mother. And my little brother, he was too young. I was the one that defined her. Not because I didn't like my mama. I just like do what I thought I should do. And it wasn't her way. You got your tail. She beat me, and I will cry. And then 2 minutes later, I'm back up on her. "What are you doing, boy? Get off me." Again, I'm back up on her. "What are you doing, boy? Get off." I would never leave my mom. She going out the door. I'm not used to her going out the door. "Where you going?" "I'm going with you, mama." And you today call your mother Kafa. And you today don't even want to be around your mother. You ain't studying this religion. You're not studying this religion. He don't even know what a kafir is, and that's the problem I have. The problem I got, they know all this Arabic and can't produce nothing and don't understand what they're saying. Now, I can be less than sensitive, but I see them. I be sitting right there. I say, oh, they got it. They getting ready to give you a connected dot and can't connect it, cannot connect it, and then revert to what? What are they reverting to? Some of them used to be masons. They revert back to masonry. I say, oh, my God, he don't have it. So he can't connect it, so he goes back to something 30 degrees knowledge. They water freezes. That's it. They can't go no further. And they over top of our community. And I'm sitting there. It irks me. And I don't want to get up and make them feel bad. Brother, that is not Islam. That's masonry you talking about. Those numbers. You playing with numbers. Then they get up. Listen, brothers and sisters. Imam Wafdi Muhammad. Because I have some. I tell you, I'm from the army. I asked him. I said, brother, man, why is they getting all this Arabic? He said, they showing off. He said, well, I'm going to teach you the Arabic. Arabiyah. Let's get it straight, too, so you'll know. I'm going to teach you the Arabiyah. I said, you all, you're going to have to take me back to kindergarten. He says, better than some of these brothers. Because once they learn the wrong way, it's hard to teach them. You can't, he said, I told Donnell Kareem, your job is to go and make sure they understand what they're saying. He came back and told them, they're not listening. He said, good, I know who's with me and who isn't. And yes, it's correct. Ones that he was talking about, not with them today. They're not with them today. They say you're with them. So I said, brother, man, if they know all that, why I don't see no progress? He said, because their heart ain't right. Allah said, do not touch this Quran if your heart is not pure. Allah knows your heart. You can fool everybody else, but you can't move. And then you wonder why you sisters got to get divorces. Because you get divorced because they play like they someone until you wake up with them. And you find out, what the hell do I have? They play y'all like a piano. They with this one, with that one. They got a new thing now. They got a new thing. They take a bet. Yeah, and the only why they want that woman, because their husband was someone. Oh, yes. So they bet. If you hear the things they talk about, and you know what, sisters? It's a shame because they tell everybody. But I was taught a rumor come to me, you stop it right there. You stop it right there. Don't even talk about it. Why? It stands for nothing. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praise is given to God, the cherisher, the sustainer of the world. We praise only He, and we worship no one besides Him. He has no sons. No one could come to Him without His permission. He created the Holy Quran and gave it to us to serve us in this world. Through Muhammad the Prophet, Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, who is a mercy to all humanity. We can never thank Allah for giving us a gift in Prophet Muhammad. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salam, wa salatu li kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, I want to give a shout out to a man that been cutting my hair ever since I was a youngster at the age of 17 years old. And he's a good brother, a beautiful brother. Has a wife that he's been with when his first wife passed away to the day. If you look at him, he looks much younger than what he is and built a great business as a barber. However, he had a stroke. And I talked to him today, and he spoke very well. He was touched how much I loved him. It takes a man to tell another man you love him. But when I heard his voice, I said, you know you can turn that around. All you got to do is do your therapy and trust in Allah. Because another brother I love, and he was my sensei, we called him the K.A. sister, Kareem Abdullah, my sensei, had a stroke also. But he didn't let that get him down. Today, you would never know he had that stroke. So they say if you can get to the hospital before that brain's anymore and that blood can't shoot to that brain, then you become brain damaged, especially if you have a stroke because you can't move. Now, most of the men, and a good brother of mine who passed away, may Allah be pleased with him, grant him paradise, he had a stroke behind the door. No one could find him for 2 days. This is what happens when you think you're supposed to be on this earth by yourself. Allah says we want one soul. But we're leaving our husbands, we separating, and we think it's fun out here. It's not fun. Matter of fact, my statement is you're very unintelligent, sisters. I don't care what degree you have, but there's no way you cannot get a husband. Something is wrong. See, you play this game with Satan. You can play if you want to, but you're going to find yourself in a very precarious position because a believer, a Muslim believer in Islam, that one is taught that your wife and children is nothing but a trial. But if you study that and you study it hard, it means that if your wife is in a wheelchair, that means if your wife has a sickness, that means if your wife even mess up out there in the world, your job is to make sure you maintain her sanity. Now, if she doesn't let you, that's her problem. But if she lets you maintain her sanity, Allah will turn her around. And you have passed the test, brother, because Allah says your wife and children are nothing but a trial, but you don't give up on your children. You don't give up on your wife. He didn't say your mother and father's a trial. He said your wife and children's a trial because without your parents, you wouldn't be here. But we say these words, but we don't understand it. Smack your wife lightly, but your hand ain't a feather. And you thought it was a wife. No, society is a wife. That's knowledge. You don't take your knowledge and beat up on a Christian that don't have it or a Hindu that does not have it. You don't take your knowledge and beat up on anyone. That's not our job to do that. So spank that knowledge lightly. That fragile individual in his or her mind is a female. That's what God is saying. But we are so physical that you're putting your hands on her. Well, put your hands on my mother. Put your hands on my sister. Let me see. I will honestly tell you, brothers and sisters, I might be just coming home tonight, but there was a sister that used to get beat up years ago when I was a youngster. I went to go get him. I don't know. I could have probably messed up, and the man might have lost his life. He got his ex. I couldn't touch him. I didn't stand it then, and I don't stand it now. It's a coward. Matter of fact, is a man that don't even know that he's a man. He's really, in his mind, a sissy. he's a sissy. He want to be just like you because he can't be like you, so he puts his hands on you. Hey, just read the book. Read the book. Every pimp out there read that book, Iceberg Slim. But why is Iceberg Slim so ice? If you read his book, and I don't tell me I read it because I'm going to tell you now, I only read a few, but I didn't want to even read no more. He said, I quote, if the woman don't hoe, he will hoe. So that's a pimp. So that's a man that wanted to be a woman, he ain't going to end up being a woman. That's the best he can do. So he abuses all women. So that's why a man put his hand on you, because if he is in his right state of mind, your hands is powerful. Why would you want to abuse your mother, your sister, your daughter? How about your wife? You don't do it. So someone is not teaching today. So we teach in Arabic, and everybody's standing still. All you got to do is go in the park. We went from 20,000 to 50, maybe 100. And then they come up and lie to you. Well, I don't know the amount of the money is there. Well, tell us something, Brother Imam. Well, I'll wait till it's finished counting. That was last year. Still don't know the number. Don't even know where the money goes. They put money here, money there, money everywhere, but nobody knows it. Then they only want to get a job. The rule is, brother, are you married? No. Now, I ain't talking about the brother that got married, got divorced, got another wife, got divorced, got another wife, got divorced, got another wife. I ain't talking about that one. At least he's trying. But if you've never been married, something is wrong. There's a sickness somewhere. I heard Crow P say, I think he was a homo. He was abused in jail. I don't know. And don't care. But the point is, you can't come in front of these sisters, especially married sisters, especially sisters that are not married, and you've never been married, but you the E-man. It's a sickness. I'm telling you, it's a disease. You can't lose mass kids, and then you trust the same one. And if you go and check the background, you'll find out it was offered to him. We could have had acres. That's what the former mayor said, but he chose not to because he didn't want to share it. Lynn had the money to go and save him last year and say, if he ain't the man, then he ain't giving it. Kings was gone. King know all the stories. He knows when brothers come, don't help brother. Imam, so I said, I thought that's your Imam. No. Don't help him. He said, I'm not going to do that. I won't help you. Don't let the sisters in there. Why not? I let you in there. Well, don't do this. Don't do that. So he said, you are not together. So he sold the restaurant to someone don't even look like you, don't act like you, and not a part of you. So now you ain't got no restaurant. Yeah, you know, your children say, I want Burger King. Can you take me to Burger King? No, they don't sell halal. Well, take me to King. I can't. Why? It's no more us. It wasn't you before. You made a rent, so you're going home. What are you going to stay here for? He got millions, and collectively they don't have a me. Oh, this is just so sick. Brothers and sisters, I ain't here to change nobody's religion. Allah didn't ask us to do that. Your way. Your way is your way, and my way is my way. And I'm not here to change it. God says in our holy book, the Holy Quran, we should not force our will on anyone. Let who have whatever they want, let them be free. Let him choose his own religion. If he's free, he can choose. He choose Islam, you're still my brother. You choose Christianity, you're still my brother. You choose Judaism, you're still my brother. I'm not judging you. We do not have to push our religion on anyone. Matter of fact, if you do that, you cheapen it. For Allah said, it's written in compulsory. He says it to us. That's for everybody. So why would I push it on you? But yet, they come in. I had a sister was in my automobile. I said, what do you think about the kupa? She said, I didn't understand a word. But I did take shahada. You did? Yes. Same as it? Yes. Then I wanted to see the brother to help me in my ways and what I'm doing. It took me 3 months, but I finally got him. Then he treated me like a stranger. This is the E-man. This is the E-man. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, I hate to say it, but they plotted amongst us, and their job is to stop the tafsir of E-man Wallace D. Muhammad. One E-man told me, oh, E-man is not the only one with a tafsir, a school of thought, he said, a school of thought. I said, brother, E-man, Wallace D. Muhammad don't have no school of thought. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't have a school of thought. Are you studying your religion? Prophet Muhammad, prayers, peace, be upon him, is a perfect, you get the perfect example. What makes him perfect? Because he slips just like we do. He gets hurt just like we do. He gets tricked just like we do. He sins just like we do. What makes him perfect? He's perfect because his sunnah clan. Oh, ask his wife. Who is your husband, Aisha? Prayers, peace be upon you. My husband is a human walking Quran. Brother, he teaches what God gave him to teach, and that's why he's perfect. But you want to give him a nationality. Allah didn't need you to give him that. You can't give none of the prophets a nationality. You can't give none of the prophets a school of thoughts of this world. For they all taught. Well, why I know that? Because Allah says in the Quran that one prophet is over another. Then why do we sue Prophet Muhammad? As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Because he represents all the prophets. But you stoop to listen to people who don't have it, and they got you now saying, Salam alaikum, brother. Salam alaikum, barakatuhu. Salam alaikum, rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Stop it. It's not in the Holy Quran. That was strictly for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Well, how about Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah? That's for the angels. You got one on the right, one on the left. Greet them. But peace is powerful. Powerful. Who gave us Ramadan Kareem? They laughing at us. I hear them. Well, I thought y'all was taught. Where did that come from? That's not in the Quran, Ramadan Kareem. So Imam said Ramadan Mubarak, and only some of us do it. Why? Because he's black. Why? Because he looked like us. Why? Because he's not flamboyant. Why? Because he came from the lawns of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. Well, we're sick. We're not going nowhere. Everything is happening. Yes, I say it. I have a right to say it. I can back it up because this is modest, what I'm saying to you. You got people that insult. Where you get this one from, Rod? What are you talking about? Is that the best you can do? Well, I have to protect him. I have to say, no, he just didn't feel good this month. But I don't think you have a right to say that he's not this, he's not that. Why? Because that's in the Quran. That's in the Holy Quran. Go and read it. If you don't protect your brother to a stranger or anyone outside this community, then you just like them. You charged with it. You know, brother, what they're saying about you. Okay. What are they saying? Well, they're saying such and such. What did you say? I ain't say nothing. I ain't got to say nothing to him. Walk away and say, hey, part of it. Because you protect your brother. Now, when the door closed, see, the Honorable Muhammad didn't teach us that. He didn't teach us that. He said, if your brother's in a fight, look at that, in a fight, I mean a war, you're fighting, in a war. He said, don't ask him questions. Go in there and help him. And then when it's over, you ask him what happened. Don't you ask him what happened. Or the same way when somebody comes to you and tell you about your sister or your brother. That's in the Holy Quran. Yes. Fista. Go find it. And you will find out that Allah says that. We have to protect each other. And why are you doing what you're doing? Because when I was young, everybody turned their head. Why? Because the white man was saying, did you see the shooting? No, I didn't. You know damn well you saw it. Did you see that robber? No, I didn't. And you know perfect well you did. Today, everything, this is Lima Dean. Everything in the dark will come to the light. So I'll bring it to the light. So they free, man. Let them be what they want. We need revelation and education as well as guidance. Because we say we know revelation, but we ain't educated. Someone didn't educate you, and you need guidance. And our holy book, again, the Holy Quran says we need Hudan. Hudan in the Arabic words means guidance. It is for one that is on the straight path. You know what the straight path is if you read it in Revelation? Straight up. In the streets, we say, hey, man, you come straight up? You straight up with me, man? Straight up. But it's not a slam in the Holy Quran. It's the Mustaqim. That's a big difference, brothers and sisters. It's the Mustaqim. And that is in the Holy Quran. It means guidance. You need guidance. You need obedience. Being respectful and godful. Are you godful? Taqwa Allah. It means godful. You have to be godful of God. If you're not godful of God, then you're not producing. For some reason, I find them not being godful at all. Isn't that amazing? You have to be godful to Allah. Who created everything? Who created the sun, the moon, the stars? Who created the seven seas so your ships can sail? Who created the land that you grow your foods and your vegetables and the trees? How could you not be godful to God? He created your parents. He created you in the womb. How could you not be godful to Allah? But it also means be godful of the hellfire. Yes. For Allah talks about the hellfire. You have to be godful of your passion. Some has passion for sex. I'm going to sex this one. I'm going to sex that one. Whether you male or female, it's a passion for your wrong. You're wrong. You're wrong. This is the holy month of Ramadan. You should beg Allah for forgiveness. This is Lamadeen. This is your debt. You owe a debt to God. And today, this is in the second 10 days. You are asking Allah for forgiveness. You can be washing away all them sins. If you beg Allah for forgiveness, he's all forgiving and most merciful. But you won't beg. You see, begging is saying, oh Allah, I sin, Lord. Forgive me, Lord. Oh Allah, I prostituted myself, Lord. I was a junkie, Lord. I played like I was right, but I understand that I have no conscience to open my legs to this one, Lord, and open my legs to that one, Lord. There's so many, I can't count them, Lord. See, you lie to God. Tell God the truth, but he knows you. He knows your heart. Now, I ain't say go and confess to someone else. They can't help you. They'll ridicule you. Okay, no man you go to and tell him all that. But when you talking to your Lord, You ask him to forgive you for all the things you have done. Allah will forgive you. He's most merciful. He said, if you make a sin greater than this earth, I will erase it from you and make you pure again. If I say anything to hurt anybody, that's not my intention. I thank you for listening. I'm Barak Muhammad, and I try to come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. And I just want to give you the reality of what we practice, especially during the holy month of Ramadan. I greet you from our father, Adam, to our father of the intellectual mind of all nations, Abraham, to Christ Jesus, our brother, Jesus Christ, means Muslim. Christ means Muslim. To our prophet, Muhammad, the seal of the prophet, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon the prophet, sinners, and his companions. To the words in the Holy Quran, the Arabic, assalamu alaikum, peace be unto you, and thank you for tuning in. And I shall return, inshallah, on Monday. And we're going from 7 to 8 so we can break our fast. And sometimes I'm a little late, but Allah gave us a mercy. We can make it up. And this is more important than me swallowing food, is to give back that which God has given me. Thank you. May God be with you.